Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is Martin Scorsese's look at financial corruption, and it's called The Wolf of Wall Street.
Folks, this is one raunchy film. It starts out with Gordon Gekko meeting Gatsby, meets Animal House, meets Miley Cyrus.
I think that's the perfect description. Leonardo DiCaprio plays a corrupt Wall Street manipulator who, in the 1990s, amassed a fortune through crooked means. And the movie spends a lot of time depicting a very debauched lifestyle. You see drug abuse, you see sex, you see just about everything that one can get when one has enough money to do whatever they want.
Now, this is a true story.
It is indeed.
Jordan Belfort is the one that was on the news and created this lifestyle. I just think it was obscene, and the audience became restless after the second hour. People began leaving the theater.
Yeah, it's 3 hours, and it's like being hit over the head. I got it after the first hour. Okay, there was simply too much repetition.
Wasn't Matthew McConaughey absolutely tremendous in that brief role?
Yes, he played a corrupt stockbroker who kind of taught Leonardo DiCaprio the ropes. Leonardo DiCaprio actually had to go on record and say that this movie was not condoning the lifestyle that it was depicting. And to my way of thinking, if you have to go on record and say that, then as filmmakers, you've made a mistake. You've done something wrong along the way.
I agree with you. And I think his words ring hollow because he appeared, as the whole cast, appeared to be enjoying themselves a lot as they acted out this film.
Well, that may well be, but they didn't make their point as well as they should have.
There you have it.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.